Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South African Weather Services has now pushed our warning up to level 8. You heard Kevin from the PE branch of the South African Weather Service earlier. The rain is not done with us yet, but we do have the man that is running the Joint Operations Centre, or JOC, for the whole metro. He joins us now in the studio, Mr. Shadrack Sibiya, who is the acting ED for safety and security at the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you very much. First time being here, and
We're sorry that it's under such dubious circumstances, but you are more than welcome.
Sure,
thank you. Mr. Sibiya, just walk us through the past 24 hours from JOC. What is the picture on the ground across the bay right now?
First of all, I'm happy to announce that we welcome you to join us in this excitement that we have not lost life like in the previous incidents.
Yes.
That indicates that we were well prepared this time around, and there may be some other impediments, but we actually are not reliant on anything. So one hurdle does not actually keep us away from doing our work. As you are aware, disaster is about preventing, and if you cannot prevent, you try to mitigate the impact of whatever happens. So this time around, up to now, as you have mentioned, we have had no fatalities, road closures. We had anticipated that the M4 would have actually been shut because they also announced the high waves. I drove through the road. It's completely clear. I was excited coming to work, coming to the JOC. The only roads that were closed, one was the 3rd Avenue Dip, which is known all the time. Mm. And the second one was this morning, Motherwell Ado Road, just next to the police station. Otherwise, everything seemed well.
We are happy to see that there are others that are clear coming through on Telegram. I mean, my colleagues and I mentioned this morning, those of us who travel on Cape Road, that it was really nice to see Cape Road clear. And then our listeners also made mention of the dispatch entrance and the Chatty Dip that are clear. William Moffat, you know, that's not flooded, and so on. Highfield Road, I beg your pardon, Walker Drive and so on. So that was really reassuring, really nice to see a more proactive rather than reactive approach. So, yeah, that's been great.
Shadrack, should someone find themselves in a bit of difficulty with the inclement weather, which is still continuing, what advice should you give folk to do? Who should they call? Any information out there regarding that?
We have actually provided numbers for people around PE to call, and the JOC is active. We have activated it yesterday at 7 o'clock. Okay. It is ongoing. We have kept our role players and support emergency services are on high alert. Our law enforcement as well, we are all on high alert, so no one is going to be stranded. If there is a challenge, we would actually swiftly attend to that.
What are the biggest concerns for Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality right now? Is it flooding, infrastructural damage, displaced residents, road safety? We know road safety is perhaps not so much towards the top of the list, as that seems to be under control. But what's keeping your team busiest at the moment?
What I'm happy to report is that previously we had challenges with drainages. So we have learned through this municipality what we have done. We're not planning only when there is an incident. So it's a continuation of cleaning the drains, making sure that when you clean the drain today, don't be sure the following day that it is still clean, because people can throw anything at any time. Mm. So it's maintained throughout. So when we have this threat of weather like this, we're not so much worried, because we know that we have been preparing all the time.
But what has been, for this particular incident, this time now, what are you guys most busy with? What is your biggest concern? I know you have also set up shelters in local community halls, but what is the biggest concern now? Are there displaced residents, or is it really just like, overseeing the whole scenario?
It is the latter, the overseeing the whole scenario. But what I would report is only 19 people have been displayed in KwaZakhela.
Okay.
They are in Lilian Ngoyi Center in KwaZakhela, Ward 19. So only 19, which is exciting for me. And in Yudne Garicha, we have people who have reported leaks through their roofs, but they actually confirmed they still feel safe to remain in those houses. They would report, we have these halls prepared for them in case they want to move.
All right, so we had Kevin from the PE branch of the South African Weather Service join us on the line earlier on this morning, explaining what had occurred during the course of last night, the heavy downpours, how many millimeters was had fallen in particular areas, and had noted that the system has now shifted more to the Western Cape, however, will turn around and come back to the Nelson Mandela Bay area this evening with a vengeance.
That was the word of the vengeance.
That was his word. So looking at the next 24 hours, the warning runs through to midnight on Thursday. What is the JOC expecting, and which areas would you be watching closely as they forecast another 50 to 80 millimeters of rain coming down and the ground already being so saturated?
Previously, we had issues mostly in Karega. And this time around, we seem to have arrested that. So we don't have a specific locality that we're focusing on, but we just want to overallly focus everywhere because we don't want to actually concentrate on one angle and something happens in the other. And with our resources as well, we would actually move them when they are mostly needed. So if we realize that there is a challenge in a certain locality, then we are going to swiftly attend to that.
Sure, sure.
And I know you said that there are numbers available for JOC should people need assistance. Do you perhaps have those numbers on hand? You can always share it with us afterwards.
I do have those numbers. So there is a safety WhatsApp number, which is 079-490-0480. And then the emergency response number is 041-585-1555. There we go. Those are the two numbers that I think you need to save on your phone, particularly over the next 24 hours where we are expecting more rain for the region from about 8 o'clock this evening.
And you know, just to say, I mean, to sum up, before having gone on air, Dabsbia was saying something about us having to work together, because I jokingly said to him, although not joking, that Algoa FM is also, as are, you know, all other broadcasters, unofficial members of the JOC. We really are here to keep people informed and to share updates and information as and when it comes through. But you made mention that it really is all of us that are part of this ecosystem. Everybody works together during times like this, from disaster management and emergency crews to you, the listener, residents who report on flooded roads and who check on neighbours. And so, you know, I mean, I think I'm in agreement with you in saying that public cooperation is really integral at a time like this.
Disaster is everybody's business.
Yeah.
And once We work in a disjuncture method, we would have a problem. Mm. So we need support from everybody. And we cannot assist you if you don't want to be assisted. That I send to the community. So if they work with us, we are at better level to assist them. That is why now I feel that we better prepared than before. Hence, we don't even have a fear that anybody is going to experience a problem. I learned that there were two who were trapped in a house, but because of the preparedness, we actually swiftly attended to that and they actually were assisted.
Mm. All right, there we go. We're joined this morning by Mr. Shadrach Sibiya, who is the Acting ED for Safety and Security and heading up the JOC Center at the moment. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm pretty sure Algoa FM News will keep the coverage during the course of the day, and perhaps we'll have a chat to you tomorrow morning. We'll just have to assess the situation.
Further update.
Yeah. But thank you for coming into Algoa FM for your first time.
And also thank you very much to all our listeners for sharing all of the updates as this interview was underway. We will best be assured we will be sharing with Mr. Sibiya straight after this. We will share all of the updates with him to keep him informed.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Keep us on our toes.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.